Were you always from Portage?
Nope, I'm actually originally from Stonewall. Yeah, and then I met my husband, and we moved here when my youngest son was about 9 months old. And we came back because my husband's family's all from here. We came back to the community to be more with his family and such. Like, they're a large family, so yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, so were you doing anything career-wise, or were you stay-at-home mom?
So I graduated from early childhood education, and I did that back in 97 is when I graduated from that. And then I got married in 99, and then we had our son in 2001. And then I continued sort of working in the childcare field. I did parent-child programs in the White Horse Plain when it used to be a school division out there. So I did along like Highway 13 into St. Francis. And so it was quite a circuit there. And while I was doing that, I was pregnant with my second son. And then while I was doing that, I also went back and got my applied management in daycare. So that gave me an ECE3 and the ability to be a leader or a director at a daycare. But I continued just sort of working where it worked with the kids so I could stay at home as well. We had our third child in 2004, so they're very close together. And in 2004, thinking about going back to school and such, or going back to work, it was just not feasible to have three kids in daycare to get paid a daycare wage. At that time, there was no opportunities in the community for a director. And so I worked at the nursery school and did that, and also had a home daycare. So I kind of was with childcare for about 15 years. While I was at the nursery school, that's when I sort of started thinking, okay, I need to do something that's more feasible for my family. All three boys are in hockey, so we know that can get super expensive. So I decided I was going to go back, and originally I wanted to go back to be an instructor at Red River for the childcare program for early childhood education. So I went to university and graduated from my first degree when my sons were 8, 7, and 5. And graduated with the human ecology degree, specializing in family social sciences. And so the next step would take your master's to teach early childhood education at Red River, or to teach go t into teaching. And at that point, teaching was more of a solidified position, probably, as opposed to early childhood education at Red River. It's, permanent term based on the need for people to come to your classes and such. So I had to go with the permanent, where I'd be more the ability to get a job. So then 2009, I went back and got my education. And so in 2011, that's when I graduated, when my boys were 10, 9, and 7. And so, yeah, and then I started teaching. And, if it wasn't for family support here, my husband's grandma was amazing. She kept my boys when I had to go to school. It worked out. My husband worked at U of M in that vicinity. So we drove together when I went. So it was just a big family thing. Like, not easy, but powered through it.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. I can't imagine how tough that must have been with three young kids going back and studying.
Yeah, like lots of people ask me, like, oh my God, how did you do that? And you just don't even think about it. You just do it. I enjoyed it too, right? So, I do like to learn, and it was just a good learning journey for me. And then in 2018, I got accepted for the master's program. So I went back to Brandon and got my master's degree in education administration, and then got a half-time position, VP at the high school, and did that for a couple of years, and then came here for the last three. And so, yeah, that's the journey.
Did it give you kind of a sense of pride with your boy seeing you go
Yeah.
back?
Yeah, so when I graduated from education, that's when I took pictures, and we went. Like, I didn't go to the human ecology one because I knew I wasn't done. So I took them. My one son, he always says it was the longest ceremony of his life. But it was important for me to show them that what I did was be a lifelong learner, and it is important. And they still remember it. So I feel like that was a really important move on my part to get them to see that it's important to continue your education, and that they had to understand while I wasn't there for some of it, right? So, or working the long nights.
So you're still working while you were...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Working at the day, at the nursery school, Boston Pizza. We also had terrier billets. So we had two to three billets at the time. So, like, it's just a blur, but yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any kind of female representation or role models that kind of influenced your path or helped you along the way?
My mom is a hard worker. She was always, the one who worked and raised us and stuff. My dad worked too, but back then not a lot of moms were working, right? So she was one. And then once I was in the field, I worked under Michelle Laidlaw at North Memorial and La Vérendrye, and as well as Tracy Vanstone at La Vérendrye, and both of them, you know, saw qualities in me that, you know, guided me to maybe thinking leadership was a role that I could do. And then we're lucky because we have four women in our senior admin right now. And so that is also, you know, people that show you that women can break those ceilings. Pam Garnham is the superintendent, and then Rochelle Rance is the assistant. Jennifer Adamson is the director of student services, and Lisa Shackleton is the director of instruction and assessment.
And what strengths do you think that you bring to education and a leader being a woman?
Organization. Everybody will laugh at that, I'm sure. Because
you're not organized?
Oh, I'm super organized.
Oh, okay.
Almost too organized for everybody else. Being type A is very important in this position, but I also think my love for learning, because I like to share that with my staff, and I don't let the learning slip. I think it's important to always continue learning because education is evolving, right? And it's always changing. And I think if I'm, you know, passionate about learning and understanding the students, what's new in their world, so that we can accommodate that and teach to that, then I think that I need to share that with our staff. And I think as a leader, I really want our staff to know the latest of what's out there as far as, you know, instruction and assessment, right? But also understand the needs of our students. And I think if I can walk the walk, then I'm allowed to talk about it, right? So I think that's really important.
What would you say to the next generation of either girls who want to be teachers, or even in your situation of somebody who just wants to go back and continue their education because, you know, they don't want to settle?
Yeah, I think times are tough. It's not easy, but make goals for yourself. And I think if you set your goals, then you can cross them off as they go and start small, right? And, you know, make a vision board and see where you're going and just keep that in your, you know, in your sight. And I think don't think it has to happen all at once. And, you know, thank the people that supported you to get there and who helped you to get there. I think keeping those in mind is important too. And I think like having that PCRC program, you know, that is going to work around people's schedules. I that would have been fantastic, right? Back when I was going. So I think take advantage of that. If that's something you really want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What has been either your proudest or your favorite part as an educator?
Seeing the kids graduate, I was fortunate enough to sort of follow my first group of students because I started North Memorial and then I went to La Vérendrye and then I went to the high school. So I was able to watch that whole transition. That was super cool. And, you know, it was always a joke that I was following them and stuff, but watching them, it made me really proud. Yeah, yeah, to see that. But also, you know, letting my kids see me graduate and see me be successful, I think is also important because, I think I do them proud by doing that too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of being an educator?
Seeing kids succeed, like not just in graduation, but even the small steps. You know, we set goals for lots of kids for different reasons, and some, you know, are very tiny ones that they succeed, but in our minds, it's a big success. And I think watching that makes you super proud to be an educator, and that's what keeps you going, is seeing those aha moments in the kids and working with the families. And you know, I enjoy that part a lot. Yeah, there are many hats that we wear to make students successful, but having partnerships with the families is really important and helps. Yeah.
Are you excited for your next adventure as principal?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready. It'll be interesting. I was told like the last female principal out there was like 1974. So it's been a while since there's been a female principal out there. So I think that in itself is showing, you know, some leadership in women. But I don't think it matters who's leading. It's the right person that needs to lead, right? And I do think I'm excited for that opportunity. And yeah, the staff out there, I've been out there lots, and it's going to be a good change for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, just I do want to thank everybody who has supported me and guided me along the way, because you wouldn't be able to do this position, or I wouldn't have been able to do the schooling without any of them. And so my family and my husband's family were really big in supporting me, but also my friends and colleagues. So it's been really fortunate for me to go through this.